Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician. Singer.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Well, common sense, please, you know, that's all I really want. Even though life can be ambivalent and filled with things that don't make sense, I like some common sense around me. Very blunt and honest at times. Perhaps I pushed the wrong buttons with some people with what I say. Probably what I... as well as some of the things I sing, my videos and stuff, been out a long time, you know. But common sense to me means just simple, basic. It makes sense, you know. It's just, you know, it's not something out of touch, delusional, something that doesn't fit. But I want to reemphasize that it's okay to be who we are, because everybody in some way is unique. In some situations, don't always require common sense. It requires just being inventive or finding the right tool or the right way for someone in a situation that they are in to find their own way. And understanding where they are in. But for me, I just live in a basic neighborhood. I'm not going through no real huge crisis. I am not in no emergency. My health is fine, just like everybody else. I go into a car sometimes. I go to the gym. Sometimes I walk, whatever, you know. Life is too short, you know. I have to walk because it's good exercise. That's common sense, because if I don't, no lack of exercise could affect my health, could inhibit my life in some form or another, and shorten my life if I don't exercise. So it makes sense for me to exercise. It also goes with living around other people. And while everybody is, there's diversity. You know, when I realize that some people in this society are not well mentally or lack common sense in dealing with their neighbors or people around them. For example, if I live in a home, if I own it or whatever, it doesn't matter. Someone comes up and think they can say things either to piss me off, press my buttons, that they're going to look into it with some hidden device or peep into it. You know, that's crazy. And they repeat it over and over again. That doesn't make sense for that person to say that. Even if they're joking around over and over again, but they got something wrong with them mentally. And if they're doing something like that, then that's criminal. That doesn't make sense. It's common sense to just let people be and live our lives. Life is too short. While everybody's on a different levels of understanding, some things just don't, you know, it's just basic common sense of understanding what's the truth and what isn't the truth and how to deal with people. I have people, you know, from my hometown or people around who think they already know me. They don't talk to me and they think they talk about me, you know, from a distance and come near me and without actually saying hello, or about, you know, if I don't want to be bothered, they don't know how to leave me alone. That's not common sense. You know, so that's my version of common sense, something that makes sense. Stability is the key. You know, it's just how I perceive it to be. Some things, I live here in a situation, or I see things that just don't make sense. And there's always reason for it. Mental illness or something wrong with this person, you know, mentally, or something that's negative or whatever it is, it has to be addressed. Because stability is maintaining, you know, my boundaries with someone else's boundaries. You know, they have to respect my boundaries, I respect theirs, and remind each other's business. Because minding our business is common sense. Not minding, you know, if I get into other people's business, especially someone I don't know, that doesn't make sense. So, but that's how we deal with things. And sometimes we need help in understanding that. But it's just basic common sense where I say universally what is the right way in dealing with others or dealing with our situation. I have people who follow me around or whatever. I mean, that's crazy. That doesn't make sense. You know, some people make a analysis on my health and there's no emergency. I act normal in public. Maybe, you know, inside, you know, behind closed doors where I have to, where I deserve my private life. I'm a creator or I express myself. That's what it is. Sometimes I yell or I have bad days, but, you know, some people should not look at me and think that something is wrong. If something really was wrong, you know, you will see it. They should be, you know, people should get directly involved. If there's a fire, if they see somebody get shot, or if they see, you know, flooding someone's home and someone's stuck in their house, then, you know, emergency, try to help them, call the police, call the ambulance. You don't go up to me simply because if I complain or whatever, that's basic. That's not something that's an emergency. But I realize that some of that is lacking common sense is due to something else that doesn't make sense. It's perceived perceptual biases or prejudices or bigotry. Perhaps my size or my skin color or what I look like play a role, and that could be a problem. Because we don't, you know, condone any type of racism or any type of bigotry, but it does happen in the society. It's not common sense to judge people on the color, race, creed, sexual orientation, religion, what clothes they wear, but we do it anyway, and it could get us in big trouble. So a lot of people's lives have been affected. So many lawsuits, so many laws have changed to try to better the society and dealing with people who are of all kinds, from all walks of life. Because as I said before, and it's obviously universally to be correct, there's always going to be somebody who acts or looks or who believe differently from you and me. So we just have to accept it and let them live. We can't, if we don't like something, we can't make somebody believe something that they don't want to. We have to let people live. And we continue to believe our beliefs and live our own lives. That's common sense. I have people who think that something's wrong with me because they perceive me not believing in Christianity. You know, I respect Christianity. I respect all religions. But if I believe I'm a Buddhist, which I am, or if I'm something else, they should not be trying to force it down my throat. Religion, you know, there should not be no biases. That's common sense. Common sense is dealing with people. What's stable. It's shown to be a force when you can see it in front of you, how you deal with people. Something is causing strife or harassment, or that's not common sense. That's problematic. So, but the common sense I also need to know is that I have to be happy in my own thick skin, you know. I sent my song to a major label and they didn't like it or they didn't want to listen to it, whatever. It's just not meant to be at the time. People perceive my singing. Some people like my singing and some people don't. Some people like my music and some people don't. That's a fact of life. I'm not going to please everybody. But for me, I have to say I'm a very talented person. And I have to look at myself and say, I can do it. Because what the truth is that not everybody's going to like my music. And not everybody's going to like me personally, no matter how nice I am or whatever I do. And that's something I accept. So I have to move on. Because I can't make someone love me if they don't. I can't make someone like my music if they don't. It's painful because I'm like, gosh, I had so many rejections. But there's always going to be somebody who would give me a chance. I just have to find the right person who will. Or there's always going to be somebody who will like me for who I am. And that is somebody who I would deal with directly. And what's, you know, falling in love or being in love with somebody, it is not common. I'm not in love with somebody, or if I don't know them and I come up to them, it doesn't make sense. Falling in love is a two-way street, which I learned, two-way street. So a two-way street, if I like somebody and they like me and we talk to each other directly, we meet each other and we start hanging out with each other, then there you go. It happens. That's common sense. I say that because I have some people who fall in love with me who don't even know me. That's not love. I also know that love does not hurt. So when someone put me down or someone harassed me or someone tried to take away my dreams or destroy me, that's not love. That's hatred. I stay away from those people because it's negative. Those negative situations, negative people always bring negative consequences, so I have to stay away. It makes common sense to stay away. The last thing I'm going to say is it's common sense to go for dreams. Dreams are what helps enhance the society. And, you know, I have these dreams. I have this dream to be an entertainer, professional entertainer. Music, make music, sing, be on stage, act. But I also have these other dreams, academia, whatever it is. And I see other people mention dreams. It's common sense that they go for it because it enhances their lives and makes the world a better place, because you have a future rock star or a future doctor or lawyer, a future astronaut or a future president. It's not common sense to try to take someone's dream away, because if their dream don't happen, someone else's dream won't happen either. It's hurt. It's negative. So dreams are good. It's common sense to go for them. And never give up, because it can make makes the whole world a better place. Especially for me, because I have to feel good about myself. I only have one life to live. So, and you know, I'm going for my dream, and it will come true. And hopefully your dream will come true too. It's common sense to tell you that, and it's common sense to believe that it will come true, because it makes the world a better place. So I leave it there. That's my, because common sense just makes sense. It's just being aware of reality and how to deal in the reality of this world in my own way, in my own reality, to be stable and to be happy and to have a good present and future. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.